Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the official podcast of the Saudi royal family. The man in front of me loves wearing pajamas in the desert, comedy legend Mike Ward.
I do like that. Looks like fun, though.
Yeah,
for real.
It does, yeah.
Whenever I look Saudis, I'm like, oh, fuck.
What a beautiful life. Comfortable.
Yeah. And you are also a fan of pajamas. Mm-hmm. You are Pandalus. And our friend here.
I hate pajamas.
You hate pajamas? Why do you hate pajamas?
I don't like pajamas.
He operates in the nude.
I do sleep almost naked.
What's just almost naked?
He has
well,
a bra.
Just with
just a gag ball?
just my bra.
Okay. Doesn't want to stick to get cold.
Because my nipples get cold. That's it. You know.
What don't you like about pajamas?
I don't like wearing even if it's pajama pants in bed. I hate it.
No, but like just around the house, they're like sweatpants, but even better.
Oh, sweatpants around the house. Yeah, I don't mind it.
But have you ever tried like just hanging out in pajamas?
Yeah,
pants?
Very comfortable. But yeah. For sleeping, I hate it.
Okay,
for sleeping, I prefer boxers.
Yeah
me too.
Boxers or in the summer, I'm completely naked.
I prefer boxers and a wife beater.
Yeah,
and maybe a sleeveless shirt too.
Yeah.
I never wear. That's never funny. Go to bed naked.
Now he laughs. Mike laughed a second later. It took 3 minutes. He's like, wait a second.
Yeah, I hate sleeping naked.
Yeah, I can't sleep naked.
Really?
I'm always worried that I'll fucking, for some reason, I always think I'm going to piss in my bed. Or I'll have a drop of piss or a drop of cum. Like, and I never wake up with piss or cum in my underwear. But for some reason, I'm like, underwear is, I have protection.
I just feel too vulnerable. Like, what if I have to get up with someone at the door or whatever?
I'm gonna
go dick out.
Well, yeah, I even do that. Like, whenever I have a delivery coming that I have to sign for.
You go cock first.
No, I go to bed wearing pajama pants.
Just in case.
And a shirt. So as soon as the doorbell rings, I'm ready.
Yeah, I like that too. I like being prepared. What am I going to do? And sometimes people knock on your door for no reason. It's the wrong door.
Then they're going to be greeted by a very angry naked man.
That's how I get arrested.
That's my house.
But the tabloids are going to talk about it. Pantelis exposes himself.
Look, there's no such thing as bad press. We've talked about this.
There is. You
unless
ever heard
you
of Prince Andrew?
Unless you murder or rape somebody.
Bad press. There's so many. The whole idea of no press, like all press is good press.
It's not true.
It was true before social media.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just fucking...
Before, because now anything, it could be, the press could be, he touched me weird, he smelled me weird, he smelled my hair, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, and then you're
he
fucked.
Looked at me, the worst is he looked at me weird.
Yeah.
How do you define that? How do you quantify that?
Yeah.
Like, you just look weird all the time. Like, when you look at women, it seems predatory, but it's not, it's just your face.
Yeah, it's just...
You look like a guy that sleeps naked.
Yeah.
When you're looking at ladies.
Yeah. And you're trying to let them know via eye signal. Naked.
I'm naked. They can see I'm naked, though.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. I think no matter how you look at a lady, if you're naked, you look like a pervert.
Oh, you know, we forgot. We forgot about our sponsor.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, our sponsor that likes people that
our
sleep
sponsor.
Naked.
Yeah.
Yes, speaking of sleeping naked.
If you
want
to sleep naked.
It's Polysleep.
Polysleep.
And if you want to sleep naked especially, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you might sleep naked with someone else that's naked in your bed, Mike. But if you head over to Polysleep, they got those nice mattresses that are antimicrobial. So you sleep naked with a stranger.
You can sleep naked with a dirty stranger, and your mattress will be okay.
You're safe.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, your cock will need some work, but your bed
is good. Your bed's going to be fine. Yeah. And polysleep.ca is the website, Poseidon. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, nice. And what's the promo code?
I will bring it up in about 8 seconds.
Oh, he's great at his job. And Poseidon, how much percent off will people be getting if they decide to use our promo code?
25% off, and the promo code is 25DRINK.
Oh, 25DRINK.
Yeah.
25DRINK for 25% off Polysleep. Polysleep. It's like a porno. Yeah. Polysleep.ca is the website. These people sponsor Mike's podcast. They've already sponsored the French cast. They're within the family now. So if you need a bed, you need a mattress, you know where to go.
Polysleep sounds like their slutty sister.
Yeah. Polysleep
went to college, has a good job. Polysleep will suck your dick for fucking crystal meth.
Yeah. Polyslop.gov is how Trudeau's raising funds.
That's funny.
You're welcome. Polysleep.ca. Check them out. That's it. That's what I have about Polysleep.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting week. They're talking about lifting some of the mandates here.
Yeah. Just found out right before we started, they announced shows are coming back, but coming back in a weird way.
50% capacity, no more social distancing, but you have to wear a mask, but you can't have a bar open.
Yeah.
So most bars won't open for me to do my shows because they can't make any money.
No. And how, like, if there's no social distancing, why limit the amount of people?
Okay, right? But you're asking questions that regular people would ask. The government knows better. You understand?
Because that's like,
understand me, Mike,
like
with you got
the
questions?
This room, if we said, okay, we need to play it safe, maximum three people. But if we're all sitting on that side, it's stupid.
Yeah, even the masks don't matter at that point. Yeah.
And masks apparently only prevent like droplets, which is the flu only.
Which is the flu only.
Yeah, the flu only. And because now it's in the air. We found out it's in the air.
This is, at this point, it's turning into the flu.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You son of
a bitch. I think, though, like within a month or two, everything will be opened up 100% except for Quebec.
Yeah, that's what it looks
the
like.
The feeling I have is Quebec is just... That's what I was saying when I did my podcast with Arnaud. It feels like the premier here is acting like he feels like he's Quebec's father. And like he won't let his kids grow up.
No.
His kids are like, fuck, can I leave the house, Dad?
And he's like, no, just sit down.
You're only 33.
Yeah, you're only 33. And then he's going to tell us one day, I'm not really your dad, I'm your uncle. Yeah. So it's not weird.
Yeah.
No, I don't like what he's doing. And I don't like the government here in general. You tried to give homeless people houses.
I love the government here.
No, you don't. You try to give the government houses.
Bureaucracy.
They refuse Mike's homes.
Get shit done.
Yeah, they refuse Mike's homes. For those of you who only follow us in English, Mike offered up. They're already built 25 pre-made mini houses for the homeless because homeless people were dying. And they said, nah, we don't need you, Mike. They don't need houses. They just need employees to go down on street level and ask them, so how's it going? What's the haps, homes?
Because you know what the thing is, though? Everyone that said Mike Ward's plan is naive and I don't know if people are dumb or they think I'm dumb. They felt like I thought with my little homes, I had solved the homeless
crisis.
Problem.
Yeah.
Like some guy wrote, he was like, there are 6,000 homeless people in Montreal. You're going to fix that with 25 homes? Like I built these houses and I was like, okay, problem solved. Like it's not to save homeless people. It's just to make sure they don't die when it's minus 30 outside.
Michael, let me ask you something. There are thousands, maybe millions of people that are hungry out in the world. You think you're going to solve that by feeding people around you? That's absurd.
Yeah.
Don't feed anybody. You should stop eating.
Exactly.
But so stupid. If everyone fed and housed everyone around them, then maybe the problem would solve itself.
Fed and housed everyone around them. Like,
what I'm saying
I fed you.
Yeah.
I fed you for years. I still feed you, actually. I fed you today. I just realized. Yeah, I fed you today. I put clothes on your back. I house you. I help you bathe. And this is how you repay me?
You even helped me wipe my ass, bro.
I help you wipe your own ass.
Because I keep wiping standing up. You got to show me how to do it properly.
Whenever, though, you feed anyone, you always have some, or whenever you want to help anyone, you always have some fucking asshole in the comments that is like, that uses the you can teach a man, you can bring a man, you can teach a man to fish, or what's the old proverb?
Oh, well, from Montreal, you could teach a man how to smoke crack and he will end up homeless.
Yeah. And then fuck him. He's going to die of cold.
Yeah. No, it's you. If you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for, no, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach a man to fish,
he'll eat for a lifetime.
Yeah. But if you don't give the guy the fish, he's going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, at least like, give him the fish for the day and then teach him. Why can't we do both?
Yeah. And a lot of the homeless people in the city are also, they have mental problems.
Yeah.
Have fun teaching them to fish.
I had someone, I haven't watched anything in the media because I fucking hate the media. But someone told me that they were talking about this on the news, my offer, and how the mayor of Montreal didn't want it. And then they were asking people. And everyone was like, look, we should try it. We should try it. These people need help. And then they asked a homeless guy. And the homeless guy was like, I don't think housing is the issue. I think we need, I think it's,
we need some crack.
It's a personnel problem. And I was like, oh, it's funny that a homeless guy.
Yeah, because they gave him $5.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, obviously, Poseidon. There's a guy freezing in the cold. Would you like some shelter? Dirty. No, I want whatever the government says I should want.
That's dirty.
Yeah, you should bring
it. You know what I found out, though? A good side hustle for homeless people is?
Low jobs.
Is getting COVID vaccines. Getting? A lot of people, instead of getting like a fake COVID, like a fake passport, a lot of people are getting homeless people. To like, they give them their ID and just pretend you're me, go get vaccinated.
Yeah, but they have to remember all your details. Like, you got to really trust that homeless guy.
Do they ask you, though?
Yeah, they ask you. They repeatedly ask you for your address, your email, your father's maiden name. So people don't do that shit. So you need a homeless guy that should have the presence of mind to not have been homeless in the first
place. Okay, so I have an idea.
They didn't ask me anything when I got vaccinated.
Well, they're like, yeah, it's obviously Mike Ward.
Ah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, you can't really fake it.
They didn't ask me. No, in fact, I didn't even ask to get vaccinated.
It was under a bridge at 2 p.m.
They didn't even invite themselves in my house. They were just there when I woke up.
I was strapped in.
No, but, like, think about it. It's a good investment. Like, if you wanna get away with shit, you grab $100. You grab a homeless guy. You tell him, look, I'm going to fucking give you a nice haircut and everything. You're going to feed him. You know, because, like, so he has more chance of getting a job after.
Okay.
I knew you were gonna say that.
If they ask a lot of questions, though, you'd need a So I guess this isn't a the person that told me this was a thing was full of shit.
Yeah,
but you'd have to hide like a mic, like a little lavalier, and then an earpiece that you definitely throw out after.
Yeah.
That earpiece is fucking.
But you have to get like a homeless guy. Like they'll have balls, but you have to get a homeless guy that's like savvy. That's willing to wait, listen, because they're too dumb. They're just yelling out other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, who's this homeless
person? You know how those, like a lot of times there's the homeless pimp that makes the other homeless people beg and
the bum king.
The bum king is a business savvy enough to, and what he'd do, he wouldn't even.
Why are you laughing?
I just got a visual of a homeless pimp.
Yeah, yeah. You don't remember? We talked about some Two Drink Minimum when we first started doing Two Drink Minimum on Compound Media.
Yeah.
I had done a documentary that they removed off YouTube where we went hunting for the Bum King.
There's a real Bum King, but I pictured a pimp that's homeless. And I don't know, there was something funny about
it. There was someone that...
He had a crown and he sat on a throne.
Yeah, you've told me this. Yeah, that's insane.
And I have witnesses.
There's a politician in Quebec City that was saying how my idea for little houses wasn't a good idea. Because it's there are homeless like pimps that'll kick people out of the house to take over the house.
You see, the government admits that my documentary should not have gotten removed from YouTube. Yeah, for real though. It was the Bum King, and he was directing. You have this street, you have that street. You can't circumvent my rules.
He's getting shit done.
He was. He was.
Now with the bureaucracy, there's an elected Bum King. And you have to go through.
Now they have a goddamn bum minister.
Permit?
Yeah, they have a bum minister.
Do you have a permit for this, sir?
It's on toilet paper.
Yeah.
He signed the
permit. Like, okay, sir, you sucked a dick for crystal meth. I see that you only have a permit for fentanyl.
Yeah. Look, rules are rules, Steve. You can't keep doing this. You can't keep sucking dick for crystal meth if you only have a level... Level 3
pass.
You need a level 3 pass to suck dick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the way that I think we should start with the off the top, the house thing was born here on Two Drink.
Yeah, like many good things are.
When we talked about that guy in Toronto that had built houses for homeless people,
Rob Ford.
The Toronto just fucking tore the houses down. We were like,
Rob Ford.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, he's a very angry drunk. People don't know that. But yeah, so we had talked about how we should do that. And I was like, I'd give money. And then we have a fan that a guy named Nicolas Jacques that wrote me. And he was like, I can build those houses. So we got that shit rolling fucking quick.
Yeah.
And then I met with the city so that they wouldn't tear the houses down. And then I realized they didn't want it at all. So I was like, fuck them. We'll bring them to another city. I sold the idea to Longueuil and a couple of other towns. And then after the elections, everyone that had liked my idea got beat in the elections. So I couldn't get rid of the fucking houses and they were built. So when I decided to give these houses, I didn't think the mayor was going to accept my thing. I just wanted to call her bullshit out on Facebook.
I like that you did that.
Yeah, because she was like, she had an article about two homeless people died last week. And
they should have kept their fucking mouth shut. Yeah. This would never happen.
And then she wrote, oh, this is very sad. We have to fix things. So I was like, I offered you 25 houses. The offer still like holds if you want them. And I wrote, if you simple yes on your part and no one else
has to die. But the way the media spun that, you're like a goddamn terrorist.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking threat. But I knew they wouldn't go for it. But I was hoping that a small town, because homelessness used to just be a big city thing. But now even like little towns have homeless people.
Yeah.
So I got the houses are going to Drummondville and Victoriaville.
Good vills, both vills.
Yeah, both vills.
And they both fight over who invented poutine.
Yeah, and both of them claim,
that's what I say.
Both of them claim that they invented poutine. And the good thing is they're both small communities that they know the exact amount of homeless people. So that, like, there's not going to be a homeless king stealing houses.
Now, there, when you told me, like, we have houses for the homeless, and you're like, our homeless population is basically Girard over there.
Yeah.
That's him.
That's what it is, though. Like, Victoriaville, I think there are four or five homeless people. So, they told me there were four, but they were like, we'll take five houses just in case.
One of them has a kid.
Yeah. Or one of them shits a...
sets one on fire. Yeah.
No, but the way they're built...
Can't they help those five homeless people instead of buying these houses?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem...
Like, that seems like a type of problem that you should tackle right away.
Yeah.
So it doesn't grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's a guy, we were talking about this on the French podcast. The mayor of Medicine Hat solved homelessness by just fucking giving homeless people apartments.
Yeah. Well, we had like here, René Lévesque had tried to solve homelessness by running them over. Remember?
Yeah, by murdering a homeless person. Yeah.
I mean, but look,
he got drunk. He did his part.
It's not the best idea, but at least he was willing to try something.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of you fuckers aren't willing to try anything.
Some might say he was an outside-the-box thinker.
He was an outside-the-box thinker.
You don't get more outside-the-box than getting drunk and running over a homeless person. Yeah.
That was what Germans, that was their excuse for Hitler after the war. They're like, he was all about population control. Yeah. That's all he was trying to do. Like, are you sure that's all he was trying to do? You know, the thing is, I realize now, because of you, you know what politicians are? They don't want a solution to the problems. They want you to allow them to extend their reign so that they can keep talking about problems.
Yeah.
They don't need solutions because if they have solutions, there's no more problems. There's no need for them.
Yeah.
They just want you to keep pushing mandates so that they can just keep coming and talking about problems. They never want solutions. Every time someone mentions a good solution, they're like, shut the fuck up, hippie.
My mother.
When I met the people from the city of Montreal, not this time, but the first time I met them, like every problem they had, I had a simple solution. Because they were like, okay, we can't put these houses in a park because people don't want homeless people in front of their homes. So I was like, okay, well, just put these houses where the tents are. So people, like if you have a homeless guy in a tent in front of your house or a homeless guy in a wooden tent, it's the same fucking homeless guy. It's the same problem.
They're both flammable. I got options.
So he was like, yeah, but where are they going to go to the bathroom? And I was like,
where do they go now?
I was like, I can just put a porta potty. And he was like, oh, who's going to pay for that? I was like, I'll pay for that. And then they were like, okay, well, who's going to watch a porta potty? I'll get someone on Facebook to do it. Like, yeah,
we'll pay him. Well, why watch a porta potty?
Like, they were saying if there's 25 homeless people, there needs someone to watch a porta potty. Why? So it was like, I don't know. I guess he was afraid someone was going to steal piss. There's a big stolen piss market.
There's a big
apparently
piss market.
They steal homeless people piss and they sell it in the Arab countries.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. It's like Pokemane, but reversed. It's interesting.
But every the solution, I'm going to hire someone. That was a real solution. Yeah. To hire someone 24/7 to watch a fucking porta potty.
That's three people.
It costs a lot, but if I go, okay, look, I'm willing to give $1,000. It costs 10 G's a month. I'll just ask on Facebook, hey, does anyone? And plus, this is for extreme cold. So it's 1 month. It's not like you have the fucking porta potty in May. Right? Well, when it's not cold anymore.
You'll piss anywhere.
Yeah, just fuck. They can piss anywhere.
Go to the Marriott.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they all should do, be going to that hotel. Because all the hotels, you can get in from underground here. So you can get in without the front desk. And go to the general areas and take a piss.
You could get in from underground?
All of them.
Yeah.
Majority of them.
I didn't know that.
Downtown Montreal.
Yeah.
Don't try that in fucking Laval.
Yeah. No, obviously. But hold on. I didn't know this information.
Oh, dude. I used to, when I was younger, like I said, me and my buddy Dano, we used to go to wrestling events and all that. We knew the best places to take shits downtown. So it could be, I remember the Marriott was good because there was two different areas where there was just like bathrooms around that area. And one of them was the Marriott. And most people that would go there would just be people in the hotel, and they have shitters in the room. So it wouldn't be that common. So you just pretend you're going to your room, or you come from the other exit, and you just go into the bathroom. Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, you should take a shit at the airport at the Marriott also.
Hotels, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a Marriott.
Super clean, yeah.
Yeah, you go to the Marriott. I used to know downtown good spots back then when I used to frequent the downtown area when I was younger in high school. We used to have spots. If you got to take a shit, you know where to go. It's clean. Because everywhere else, it's full of like bum cum. You know, you're not comfortable taking a shit. You can't go in a mall. Like, a lot of people go to malls. Bro, malls is, there's piss everywhere.
See, I'm older now, so sometimes I have to shit when I'm not at home, but I never used to shit anywhere. Like,
these were for emergency situations. Yeah. You weren't there to do casual shit where you read text.
Yeah.
This was, I have an emergency. There's no way I'm making it home. Yeah. I'm not going to shit in the streets again. So you find a safe place.
You ever shit in your pants?
Never. Well, okay. I did shit my pants when I was young. I shat my pants when I was at summer camp.
Okay.
And I left a trail of shit from the park all the way a block up. And you could follow little spots after shit all the way down to the bathroom. And then there was the toilet, and it was just my shorts floating and shit. And I had ran off and ran home. And then I came back later, like I cleaned up and I came back and they're like, what the fuck happened to you? I was like, what happened? And like, did you shit yourself? And those are your shorts. I go, nah.
Well, did anyone believe you or no?
Well, my friend who worked there, my buddy Harry, who ended up being my best man, he knew. But he's like, that was clearly, like, it's your shorts that are in there, your swim shorts. I go, well, if those are my swim shorts, how am I wearing shorts right now? Are you trying to say that I ran home naked? Somebody would have seen that, wouldn't they? But I knew every nook and cranny of how to go through the building, everything. So no one saw me. I snuckily went home, washed up, got dressed up, went back and be like, what's the situation here? What's all this shit on the floor?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Mir was when I was in kindergarten. I shat myself.
But that's way younger than I was. That's not as bad. You, it's only bad because you shat yourself in class.
No, I went.
You shat your pants and then you stunk.
Well, I went to go pee and then I thought it was a fart and then I basically shat my pants.
Oh,
I miscalculated.
That's what happened. I thought you said the teacher wouldn't let you.
What do you mean?
I misremembered the story. I thought the teacher wouldn't let you go to the bathroom.
So you shit your
this
pants
was break time.
In the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is the worst place.
This makes it worse, by the way.
Because you were so close. You were 6 feet away from not shitting your pants.
Like if you peed sitting down, this wouldn't even be an issue.
But I peed at the urinal.
You peed the way your instincts told you to pee.
So I fucking forced it. I thought it was a fart. And went, like a ton of shit just came
hardcore.
Out. Yeah, yeah, like a ton of shit.
I like how it's a ton of shit. It's not like I wasn't even sure if I shit myself.
No, we're talking about like
my legs were covered in shit.
No, we're talking about like a, but it was very hard shit. Yeah, it was like a chunk of like
you
a lump. Of,
you can't fart out hard shit though. You can only fart out liquid.
Yeah, but yeah, I did.
Because you can't.
So you pushed it out.
No, but your fart was.
Well, because I thought it was a fart.
you just get pushed. This is a weird fart.
This fart is fucking.
Kids are like, is that a backpack in his pants? Yeah.
I'm farting.
So hold up. I go back to class. I realized
you went back to class. Did you take this shit out of your pants?
Nah, I didn't even try, bro. I was like, I panicked, right? So
did it fall out as you were walking?
I shat myself in the bathroom. I panicked. I did what anybody would do while I was in the bathroom. I left the bathroom and went into the classroom with shit. Yeah. What any logical person would do.
I was in the bathroom going, fuck. Find me a classroom. I'm full of shit. Jesus Christ.
But the thing is, the shit kind of like
followed you. It knew where you were going.
It stayed in between my ass cheeks. Stuck. And half of it was out. It was stuck. And I went. Hold on, bro. And I used to wear tiny whiteys. But they were very tight on me, so I guess it contained the shit stuck to my ass. And then, hold on, I'm crying, bro. And then I went back to class, and I sat on my shit. I just sat in class, and we're doing activities.
We're doing activities.
God, yeah.
But we're doing jumping jacks.
The activities were me drawing and my friends vomiting.
We're playing football. I kept spiking the ball back. Everybody kept missing it.
And then there was this girl that reeked. In kindergarten, she stank. And
you blamed her?
She had one green eye and one brown eye. Okay, I remember this. And she used to be
you had a brown eye.
She used to be very hairy, and she reeked. This girl,
she'd be very hairy and reeked.
Yeah,
in kindergarten.
In kindergarten, yeah.
Jesus, you're describing Christ. A baby monkey.
I swear to God, she was like a baby monkey.
Get the fuck out!
I swear, I'm not making this up. And I remember she used to be as tall as me, and I always had to hold her hand we had to hold hands in kindergarten. I always refused.
I don't remember holding hands.
No, me neither.
No, they made us. They made us like hold.
I think they made you two hold hands. You're like, you guys are meant to be.
Did they do that to everyone or just like everyone, the special kids?
No, I think it was everyone.
So you guys don't get lost going down a hallway.
I think it was everyone.
I think it wasn't.
Anyways, whatever. So that's how I remember.
So did you blame her?
I just sat next to her for the whole class, so everyone thought that it was just her. That fucking whatever, Martha fucking stinks again.
Yeah,
you know,
poor Martha.
And then the teacher caught on to what I was doing, and then she's like, okay, everyone can leave, but you stay. And then everyone left. I'm like, oh fuck, am I gonna get caught? And then she picked me up. She's like, stand up. And then she sniffed my butt. And she realized that I had shat myself.
Good thing the teacher was acting normal.
Yeah.
And then this was the one that also showed my penis in front of the whole class. In kindergarten.
Bro, ass dicks. She was all over you, bro. You should sue right now.
These house cats, stay away. Yeah.
She might be one of the reasons why you grew up fucked up.
Maybe.
You're blaming your dad for showing you under siege porno, but this is why.
No, I don't think that fucked me up. I never blamed them for... I think that I was into ebony porn for a while, but
she's showing your dick to people.
Yeah, I think I said that story, but so then she's like, go hurry up, clean your ass before you
board the bus.
Before you board the bus, because you're gonna stink up the whole bus. So I ran to the bathroom. I'm crying, like I'm trying to wipe the shit from my ass, but it's full of shit, and I'm crying like, and then I finally managed to like throw most of the shit in the toilet bowl. And some of it fell on the floor. I took off running, and I still smelled like shit. I went into the bus, and the whole time I was crying. And people were asking me, why are you crying? I pooped my pants.
You kept yelling.
Yeah, yeah. And then people were like, what the fuck's wrong with this kid? And then I got home, and my mom saw me crying. She's like, what the fuck happened? You know, she saw me crying. I'm like, I pooped my pants. And then she started laughing in my face.
There was a girl in elementary, I remember, I think it ruined her life. I think that's why I got mixed up with your story. There was I think the teacher wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. Oh. Like, no, you can't go or whatever. And, you know, the girls used to wear the dresses.
Yeah.
I don't know how it was. And I think, if I remember correctly, she, I don't know if she shed, but she pissed herself. And it was pissed, like it was a puddle, and she was crying. It was so embarrassing. And this is how I, when I was a kid, I just realized that even when I was a kid, I was fucking weird. Because while other kids were screaming and this and that, I was just like looking at the teacher. I was like, that's not normal. like that. Like my reaction was like, it's a sitcom and I'm looking at the camera.
Yeah.
that's not normal behavior right there. Like, that's not cool. And she pissed herself and everyone saw it.
Yeah. Poor girl.
And her reputation was done since then. I remember she changed school. She might have changed school a year or two later. But I think it haunted her. It followed her high school. People were talking about it. It was elementary.
Yeah, it was hard for little girls. Like, I remember there was this one girl.
A piss yourself, man, and there's a pool of piss. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then the teacher's really to blame. She's like, I got to take a piss. She's like, no, you can't leave the class.
I never understood that power trip, though.
In high school, I never got it.
Because when I was little, I used to ask to go to the bathroom every class just to go hang out in the hallway.
But that's what it is. But I think they should say yes, because in high school, I never realized in high school how fucked up it is. Now, as an adult, I'm like, how do you tell people, don't go take a shit?
When to piss, when to shit, yeah.
But in high school, if I really had to take a shit, I would accept it. If I had to take a shit, and I'm like, you know, I have to just go to the toilet and be like, no, you got to wait. I'd be like, no, the fuck I do.
Yeah.
And I'd walk out. I'd be like, well, tell me something. I got to take a shit.
As a grown-ass man, I almost got into a scrap one time at one of my older jobs because I had to go to the bathroom. And one of the managers was like, no, you're not going.
What do you mean? I'm an adult.
Yeah. He's like, it's not your break. I'm like,
that's not when I have to take a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is worse for business? Me shitting in my pants as I'm selling a fucking cell phone? Or
this was at the airport.
Even worse.
Yeah.
But I remember when I started working in video games and I started leading teams, like QA teams, and I was young. So sometimes I would have testers that were older than me. I remember this tester had a family and he would come ask me, can I go to the bathroom? I go, bro, listen, never ask me again. I'm not a school teacher. Go take a shit whenever you want. Go eat. Go take a piss whenever you want. Yeah. You're doing your job. That's all I give a shit about. Don't ask me for permission. First of all, I'm 20 years younger than you. Yeah. You know how fucking weird it is for me to give
that
you?
I'm
never giving you permission. You're an adult. Go take a shit.
Yeah. Your life is a fucking failure if you're asking a kid if you can go take a shit.
And especially one that is not power trip. Like, I wasn't like, no. I was like, dude, never ask again. I'm never going to get up and go. Have I ever asked any of you, where are you going? I don't give a shit. Go jerk off. I don't care. Just, I don't want to hear any complaints about it. Like, because I used to get complaints for some of my team.
Yeah.
The guy that washed his balls in the sink. I used to get in, can you handle that? I was like, oh, fucking crap. And then I have to go tell him, stop washing your balls in the sink.
Who the fuck would wash their balls in the sink? Nice I've heard guy, about bro, this.
But yeah, he would wear.
You should have washed your balls in the sink when you shit your pants.
He would wear a sarong. So he would go.
A what?
A sarong.
What's a sarong?
With what's his name? Robbie wore. It's like a long dress.
Oh, yeah.
Back up. So he would pull the side, put his leg up, and he was taller than me.
Jesus
Christ.
Started
washing his balls in the sink. And then people would be like, there's a giant cock next to their face, right? So people complained. And then I thought they were exaggerating. And then I remember having to talk to him and be like, bro, stop washing your balls in the sink.
Is that a regular thing that he did every time he peed?
Yeah, but he was autistic.
Okay.
So and he's like, what? And I go, they're getting. He's like, but I understand you want to wash your balls. I go, the part here isn't that you enjoy washing your balls. That's cool, bro. Yeah. It's just at work, no one else is whipping their dicks out in the sink or washing their balls with their ass in the sink. No one else.
Plus,
does that.
like you want to wash your balls if you're like, maybe I'm going to get my dick sucked. No one's going to suck that guy's dick at work. The chances of him getting his dick sucked at work are fairly limited.
It was just because I had friends that used to strip naked, take shits, even public restrooms. They couldn't. It was like a habit. So there's some stuff that I guess you can't. Like he had to wash his, he would put his leg up and just have his asshole and his balls and wash everything. Like it was almost like a half shower. Bro, what the fuck are you doing? So when people walk in, the best part about those sinks were it was at the Sun Life building on like the 20th floor. So when you walk in, you can't avoid it. When you walk in like this, on the right side was like the mirror and the sink. So all you see when he's there is just him washing his dick. So you see a dick in your face. It's fucking hilarious. Nicest guy. He didn't do it to fuck with anyone. It's just...
Yeah, just he's a little weird.
Imagine this. It was the floor wasn't ready for people like us. So it was mostly guys that worked there in the beginning because it was video games. So it was mostly dudes in the beginning and then more women would start. But the guy's bathroom had two stalls and two urinals and there's like 150 dudes.
Oh, no.
So just imagine. Yeah, that place is fucked.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did that guy ever wash his balls after that at work or no?
Honestly, man, it feels so long ago. I can't remember. I can't remember if he washed his balls. What I do remember is I fucked with him once. because he, like I said, was autistic. He was the nicest guy. So people would fuck with him. So I wouldn't allow people to fuck with him. But because I wouldn't allow people to fuck with him, I would fuck with him because it was only fair. Someone had to, you had to get fucked with by someone. But for me, it was good-hearted. So I thought I was doing like a funny gag on him that he would laugh at. So he had a pet raccoon who was a stuffed animal. And
that he brought to work?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, how easy was it to get that job?
Okay. Dude, when I, the first summer I worked there, they actually hired homeless people that didn't have a place of residence and shit. Oh, dude, and it was like they weren't doing anything. There was just one guy took a shit in the elevator. There was all kinds of problems. Jesus The Sun Life building was pissed. Yeah. So anyways, so he had a raccoon. And it was a stuffed animal. It wasn't a real raccoon. And so I thought when he went to lunch, I thought just to fuck with him a bit, is we kidnapped the raccoon. And I took...
Was it stuffed or...
No, it was never a raccoon. It was a stuffed animal.
Okay.
It was like a toy of a raccoon. So what I did is I stole it and I took precarious photos of it in different scenarios. So the scenarios were like it was being hung in one of like the areas, the cages. So he'd have to go look for it. He's like, where's my... Way? You know, he's freaking out. Whatever. Then one was in the microwave and it's like, oh, I'm going to press on. Like all these... things of the raccoon being in trouble, but it really wasn't. I just set it up.
You never hurt that raccoon?
I didn't hurt the raccoon for real. But, bro, he fucking spazzed like crazy. He started seeing the photos, and he panicked. He's like, kill him! I'm murdering him! I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and then Christ. I gave him the raccoon. I had to calm him down. He was fucking furious. He was crying. And he's the nicest dude. So I felt bad because I thought he was going to laugh.
Yeah.
But he cried because he didn't know who... If he knew I took it, he probably would have been like, he's fucking with me. He's not going to bother me because I like him. But he didn't know who did it. So he thought the messages he was getting... was like from a kidnapper, like that I wanted something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you that place had a lot of. He was nice. He was one of the best guys there. But there was a lot of weirdos that worked. There was the guy that took a shit in the elevator. There was the guy that fucked his computer. There was all kinds of.
Yeah, I heard that story.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, the guy that had sex with his computer tower repeatedly was like his girlfriend. He would also go to laser tag, and someone. I said the story about him fucking his computer, and then someone heard who used to work with me, and then sent me a message about. How they saw him at the laser tag place. And I knew about that. I just forgot to mention. He used to go to laser tag against children. Basically, like Fridays after work, he'd go to laser tag downtown on St. Catherine. And he would go alone. And you could join the games where there's like other kids having parties or whatever. But the thing is, he would dress the way he dressed at work, which was Daisy Dukes. I swear to God, it was short. It was jean shorts cut up, like up to his
thigh. How old was he?
30, some shit in his late 20s.
Oh, that's fucking weird. Yeah.
So he had a goatee. And so he would wear that in a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt, right? But listen, he looked hilarious. And boots, like black, like construction boots. So think of the getup. That it sounds...
Like a weird gay guy?
Like a weird gay guy almost, yeah. But when he would go to the laser place, he would wear that. But over it, he'd wear like Neo, a black leather trench coat and sunglasses. But it's fucking dark in there. And he would go around shooting kids. Like, walk around like he's in the Matrix.
God damn.
Yeah, this guy was...
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's like fucking Steven Seagal come to life.
It was like Steven Seagal. Yeah, it was a Steven Seagal. Yeah. There's a lot of weird people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I had a lot. And that was my first foray. That was the first year, first or second year that I worked in video games. That was when I was in testing. Like just, it was a video game testing company.
What did these people do? They were testers?
They were all testers. They were all testers. And then when I had become a lead, they were testing on my teams.
Okay. So I remember when I first met my girlfriend, She had a friend that was a video game tester, and like when you've never worked in that, and you've never known anyone that works in that, it sounds like a fun game, a fun job that you're playing video games. But it's just you like going into a corner, right?
Yeah, it depends on what you're testing, but a lot of it is it's not fun. Like when I started actually testing games, I started working there about a few months in. I quit playing video games for years.
Okay.
I had played all the big games while they were getting made, and I couldn't care for them.
Okay.
Because you see it in its worst state possible in order to get it to a good. So you just get. I got fed up for years. And then it's after I stopped being a tester when I went to like EA and I became a development coordinator and all that. And then years later, then I got back into playing video games because I had distance. But when I was, dude, because there's so many problems, you're used to getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And then you're used to looking for bugs. Like, I'd break games that are released. Like, I'd find issues and bugs and crashes. And I'd be like, oh, fuck, why am I playing like that? Just stay on the path. Don't do this. Because I had the mentality of a tester.
Yeah.
So for years, I had stopped playing. But I got to meet the best weirdos ever. Like, weirdos that if I didn't see them, I would think they were made up.
Okay.
I'll think they're not. These
autistic people are probably really good at that job, right?
Well, for sure, some are good, some are bad. My guy that I'm talking about, he was the nicest guy and the best tester.
Okay.
The best tester. But they didn't like it. So what happened is the reason why he was there is because in the beginning, when the first year when we started, he was like one of the misfits. And I had like a bunch of misfits. So when I started my team, nobody wanted them on their teams because they were too weird. But they were the nicest and they were the best guys for the job. So I was like, no, they're not going to fire these guys. That's going to be my team. I'll take these guys. So then when you'd come, they'd call the Twilight Zone. I had my little area, the Twilight Zone. It was like these 10, 12 guys that were the misfits of the crew. You know, a guy wearing a sarong with a raccoon, the Daisy Dukes guy that's fucking computers. Tony, big Tony was there from, Tony from, oh, I don't know if you know Tony, Primitive Prime. Anyways, Tony was there, Corky, all these guys. So it was all.
Was a guy named Corky?
Yeah, that's his nickname. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was all guys that no one wanted their teams because they were heavy metal guys. They were they all looked off, but they were the nicest and they were the best at their job. They took it seriously.
Almost like the fraternity from old school.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's what I had basically, and I had fun. I'm not saying it wasn't fun. It was one of the funnest times until my buddy Milton quit. And then I left and I went to EA. I didn't want to be there anymore.
Okay.
But it was a fun time and I got to see these crazy weirdos. I got to see people shitting in elevators. I didn't witness the shit, but we got a whole email and the building was mad. They were threatening to kick the company out. Yeah. Because they were new in that building.
Yeah.
And now they're seeing, you know, you have Telus like a floor above or below us. You have all these people working these corporate jobs. And then you have these guys coming in with Daisy Dukes, shirtless. Yeah. People are shitting in the elevators.
They're definitely going to blame you guys.
Yeah, it was though. It was.
Do you know
guy.
Which guy it was?
Now I can't remember, but I knew at the time we knew who it was, and he didn't care. Like, he quit that day or something, or they fired him, and then he went in the elevator. He looked around, like, those people in the elevator, like, from other floors, like, corporate people. He looked at them, looked around, dropped his pants, and took a shit. And they were, because now the elevator's going down. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
God.
Those
damn
fucking weirdos, like, if you do that, in your mind, you're like, I'm going to show these fuckers. I'm going to shit in the elevator, and then, but once you're done, you have nothing to wipe yourself with. So then you have to walk to the metro or walk home with shit in your ass.
Yeah, you spite yourself. It's cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, and you're not even, you're doing that to piss your boss off, but your boss is just going to call and go, hey, maintenance, someone just shit in the elevator.
Yeah.
So you're only pissing off the janitor.
Yeah, the piss, and you're making those other people have a very terrible elevator ride.
All the people that don't work with you.
Yeah, exactly. They're not to blame. Yeah. There was a guy, he was like one of the managers after the first year. He was Sri Lankan. He had a twin too. He got fired, I found out, because he would, on the weekends, he would go around downtown and like pick up hookers and then bring them there and bang them.
Oh.
Because he would have, and then he got caught, I think, because one day someone came in early and he opened the door and it was just him and a hooker on the floor. And he was like drunk out of his mind. He was like a raging alcoholic. Christ.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah, there's some funny stories there. Because I remember he offered me and Milton once, we were working overtime. It was like a Saturday. It was like 11:30. We're about to leave. He's like, no, come in here. And we went to an office with like the security guard. We used to have a security guard there just for them. This black guy, nice guy. And he was drinking moonshine.
Nah.
Yeah, bro. And I was like, me and Milton, like, what the fuck, bro? This is disgusting. He's like, it's moonshine.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you do? He's like, I drink this and then I go downtown and hang out.
God damn. Jesus.
And city moonshine seems scarier than country moonshine. Huh. Like my, Lou Marin, remember they used to be my tour manager. He's a country guy and he always would bring moonshine and there's something cutesy about
a country guy.
A country guy. You're like, oh, what a fucking bumpkin. And it's fun. It's funny. But someone in the city that's, has moonshine, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's completely some of these companies, you know what the good thing was, that's where I learned that not only title doesn't dictate behavior, but that most companies don't know what's going on, because people were getting paid for the first 3-4 months. Some people were getting paid that would never go to work, so they were letting you put in your own hours in the system they had. And then there's idiots like me that even if it's like 15 minutes off, I wouldn't charge that 15 minutes. You know what I mean? And then there was guys that would come in the morning, fill up a timesheet for a week and leave.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And they found out months later.
How did they?
Well, they found out because, like, this guy hasn't been here or whatever. And it's like, what are you talking about? He was been here. Look, his sheet says the whole week. And then, like, dude, I'm telling you, he's not here. And then they started investigating. They found a lot of people just frauding the system.
Jesus Christ.
It's such a dumb. Yeah. They didn't know. It was a bunch of kids basically building that place. They came here. The company invested in it. And then it was a bunch of. That's why I moved up in the company pretty quick in the beginning because I was actually
working. Because you're the only one showing up?
There was me and a couple of people that were actually like, they took it just the job. Yeah. I'm not going to fuck them over. But there's a lot of people that just took advantage, a lot of homeless people. And I remember thinking, I was like, bro, that guy looks homeless. And Milton's like, dude, they can't hire homeless people. Like, that guy doesn't look like he has a house, bro. That guy smells like piss. What the fuck? And then it turned out they were homeless people. And there was a whole argument.
How much did they pay?
When I first started there, it wasn't a lot. It was under 13 bucks an hour. It was maybe 10. Depends what you were doing.
Still, like 10 bucks an hour should be enough to at least get you a room.
Oh, I don't know. Because there was one guy that complained because the paychecks were fucked up for a lot of people in the beginning. And he hadn't gotten paid in a while. And he said in front of him, he was like, listen, guys, I just want you to know, I've been eating toothpaste.
Jesus Christ.
And I remember, I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. He's like, I've been eating toothpaste. He goes, I have a toothpaste that I stole, and I've been eating that. He goes, like, you have God to give my fucking paycheck.
Who eats toothpaste?
What's wrong? Like, if I had no money for food, I'd say, look, guys, I don't have money for food. That I'd end it there. I wouldn't be like, I've been eating toothpaste. I've been licking my cat's dick hole.
You don't need to go that far.
Yeah, Lex Neon was fucked up too, bro.
Yeah, dude, you think about it. People don't realize, but if you think about it, you've dealt with a lot of weirdness. You had a lot of weird jobs that you just accepted certain things as normal that are not normal. But you just thought, that's what it is. It is what it is. Mm. I remember that. It's pretty funny, though.
That's how kind of open mics are.
Yeah, that's how open mics are.
100%. I've never stopped doing open mics my whole life. Like, I'll go back to open mics. And whenever I do a lot of open mics, I forget that these people are all fucking weirdos. And then I'll be like, that guy's cool. And then if I stop doing them for like a year and when I come back, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah. You'll go there and you'll be like, hey, Benjamin, how you been?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, man, you want to eat some of this cheese I made at home? I mean, cheese you made at home. I got stuff at home. I got cats. Like, what? Like, it's just
That's
weirdos.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's just weirdos, bro. There's weirdos out there. And you used to say open mic was the best. Open mic. I don't want to give it away because it's one of the bits about the guy who got shot. But the guy that I talk about, I met him on the open mic scene.
Okay.
Right? And then when he told me about the shooting, all that, I was like, what the fuck? This isn't normal behavior. Like, how do you not realize what's going on? But it just goes over their head.
Mm.
Yeah. He was the same guy that hosted that night that ABBA was getting, I think they were yelling N-bombs at him or whatever. And instead of going, and it was his friends yelling the N-bombs. Instead of him going there and be like, yo, you can't say that to my comic. Get the fuck out of here. He was scared. He's like, it is what it is, right? A guy went on stage, like, and grabbed the mic off one of the comics or whatever. And he did nothing. Like, there's Jesus so many fucking Christ. Weirdos, yeah. A lot of weirdos out there, Poseidon.
Yeah, there was a lot. Even me, like, we had a lot of homeless. Like, one guy, like, homeless people, their phones were disgusting.
Oh, and also, that's offensive now, too. I saw in the newspaper.
Yeah, it's unhoused.
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 Or without home.
Oh,
and but it's the same word.
It's the same thing.
And in the Gazette, they wrote, Mike Ward tries to help the unhoused.
Yeah.
And then the first sentence, they go, he offered 25 mini homes to the unhorsed. So it's like, I'm fucking...
I too am unhorsed. Yeah. I don't have one.
I'm like, not enough cowboys in this fucking...
unhorsed.
The unhorsed. Because
they want to say unhoused, but it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Unhoused. Homeless. Like, isn't the problem letting them not have a home?
The problem is what we call them.
The problem is what we call them.
Yeah.
The problem is what we call them. Like, what are you fucking crazy? This is absurd. The fact that you brought that up is insulting.
Backward society, bro.
So stupid. Yeah.
There was a lawyer that he was a client of TELUS, and he would fucking, like, whenever you had to find like a document, he had like a shit ton of like ebony porn, and he would just scroll, but while showing you, and I was like, ah, and he would just like, oh, here's a document. But not like very blatant, like, but kind of like.
Not here, discreet.
Yeah, not discreet. And you're like, what like you he had this? Like folders, like images and images, like a ton.
Of ebony porn.
Of just ebony porn.
Everyone and likes ebony porn, apparently.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, bro.
Dad?
some discretion.
Like, how could you see his folders? Was he showing it on his phone?
Yeah, he was like this. He was like, I got to find this image. Or like, you had to find like a picture that was very important, like a document.
He's like,
but instead of creating
Gus Moolah, attorney at law,
instead of creating folders for like different, like, I don't know, documents from important clients, he was just throwing it over the ebony board, bro. So just scrolling up.
I have my receipts for car rental and Big Black Cox Part 5.
And he goes, you can't delete this. I'm getting a new phone, but you can't delete this. You know, you got to transfer it over. All this other stuff, it doesn't matter. I could find it again. But you can't delete this very important document. And he's pointing.
And it's porn.
It's porn. You're like, what are you doing, bro? Aren't you embarrassed? I was like, Jesus.
Yo, I caught something. So I said I'm going to stop watching 90 Day Fiancé because it's too time consuming. And I finished that season and I laughed a lot. But I could hear what's happening in the living room. I could hear. And there was an immigrant that was brought over in one of the new episodes. I heard the wife watching this. And I actually bursted out laughing because there was a guy came across for a girl in some small town in the States. And she's 18 and he's in his later 20s. And
she brought him over.
She brought him over.
That's weird.
Yeah, and they're both virgins.
Okay.
They're saving themselves to marriage. So he comes over. So I caught that part. And then her friend. Okay. Her friend wants to talk to him because her friend hates him because she thinks they're rushing into shouldn't get married. So she's giving him advice. Now from the voice, I could already tell probably a goblin. So I asked the wife, I go, the lady talking, I go, she attractive? And she's like, no, not really. I'm like, is it a goblin? She's like, yeah. And I go, okay, let's see if the immigrant used it against her. Bro, so they're talking. She's telling him this. And then all I hear is, so Chu, are you in a relationship? No. That's what I thought. you ever been in love? No. Yeah, it makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
She's like, yeah, don't tell me about relationships.
Jesus Christ.
And she started crying.
No.
You made fun of me. And I was like, well, he's actually right. You have no business talking. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. A human male has not loved you and cannot love you, goblin. You leave that Mexican or wherever he is alone. He found love.
How is the... That's a new season?
I don't know how new it is. That's another season.
I only watched a season with the little man that...
That's the one I never saw. Yeah. I just see the memes.
Yeah, because...
Big Ed.
Yeah, I watched it just because of the memes. He's such a piece of garbage.
So I don't care. Yeah. I hate the fact that I actually watched most of that last season we were talking about because I got suckered into it.
Okay.
I hate it. And they fuck with your emotions.
But the stuff with Big Ed and the girl from Thailand was gold. Yeah.
Oh, there was a guy from Thailand on the show, and fuck, bro, his what did he say? Her family. So I don't have I can't see the subtitles if I'm looking at the screen, but I hear what she says to him. So he's taken her. He went to Thailand, found this broad. She wants to marry him because he's American, and her family has to approve and wants a dowry. So the guy's like, I'm prepared to give some money, whatever. He had like $1,500. And they're like, nah, we want the equivalent of like 15 G's.
American.
And the guy's like, I don't have that kind of money. He's like, yeah, tell them to go fuck themselves, you idiot. He's like, is this normal? She's like, yeah, okay, you know what? You can't afford it now, so give us the $1,500. Like he's leasing his wife.
Oh, he's got a down payment
He's got a down
wife.
Payment on his wife, and then later on, you got to start
Does
paying
she,
us.
Is she coming with him or
she's
waiting
she's coming
there.
With him. She's moving. I would never pay these people. And then we also want two water buffaloes. Bro, water buffaloes are like fucking 20, 50 G's. It's a fucking water buffalo. What are you doing? And the other thing is, why don't you ask the simple thing? So you guys don't have money to eat, right? They're going to say, yeah, we're very poor. So then who the fuck in Thailand is going to pay this dowry? This is some bullshit because you could tell that I am an imbecile from the United States of America and you're taking advantage of my stupidity.
Yeah.
Two water buffaloes.
Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine that? That you go somewhere and like, you want to marry this chick? You got to get me two Rosie O'Donnells. Like, it's a big ask. You know, a tall order.
You know what the problem is, though? I think it's just like...
There's only one, sir.
Parents aren't giving their kids enough confidence. Because if you're a confident man, you're not going to accept something that stupid. Even if you're very ugly.
Yeah, no,
you'll
never.
Be like, look, bitch, I'm fucking... I might be a 3... In California, but I'm a fucking 10 for you people.
I'm a California 3. I'm a 57 in Thailand.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I have money. I'm rolling in money.
Yeah.
I've almost enough to give a down payment
on a human
fuck
being.
A whore.
It's crazy. Yeah. I have $47 on me, guys. I'm royalty in this country. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys, too, that go to Thailand a lot, businessmen, they're all weirdos.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a friend that would, you know.
They're all either pedophiles that would go to Thailand. Homosexuals.
That would go to Thailand a lot.
We had a friend?
Well, he wasn't really a friend, but like, you know, at the gym.
Oh, your fitness instructor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That
is he a pedophile?
No.
No.
Closet homosexual?
I don't think so. Poseidon thought so. I don't think so. Because all I remember is that he had a girlfriend who was hot. Remember, she was hot?
Yes, I remember the girlfriend.
Yeah, and then he told me that we've established rules because she knows I like going down to Thailand. I'm going to be getting a lot of hand jobs. But she told me the rule is only hand and foot, nothing else.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, fuck. And I was like, you sure she said that? Yeah. Explicitly, hand and foot. I go, and foot.
And okay. Foot.
And foot, that's okay. What about like elbow or something? He's like, no, let's not get crazy here.
I'm like, okay. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. You think I'd cheat?
It's like, you're in there. Like, you're already, it doesn't make any sense.
Man. Just the tip is still cheating.
He was probably going there to get a hand job from, like, shemales.
I have
probably.
No idea.
Because you know. Wouldn't, like, if you're going for hand jobs, can't you get hand jobs somewhere that doesn't take you 18 hours to fly there? How far is Thailand? It's probably far. Like 18 hours.
Yeah, it's very far. Maybe more, but everything's cheaper there. They have nice beaches. I'm just playing pedophile's advocate. I mean, sorry, trainer's advocate.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. He never mentioned kids. He just mentioned hand jobs.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't tell people, though, if it was for kids.
Yeah, but I think if it was for kids, you'd know.
Yeah.
Like he'd let
it's like, why do you like hand and foot? Because those tiny hands and those small, small feet.
Yeah. they could barely pick up the spoon for the baby food.
Jesus.
I don't think it was that. I think it was just he liked, because there's beaches and everything's cheap.
He also swam with sharks.
Yeah. He also swam with sharks. So basically, it's like you're a king for a week.
Yeah.
I know, though, that I had a friend that went to Thailand, and he didn't tell me right away that it was with his girlfriend. And I judged him. I thought he was a pedophile for about 4 minutes.
That's what I would do too. Yeah. I would just think,
because he was like, the beaches are amazing. And I was like, yeah, they're fucking nice beaches in Florida.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Mexico, fucking Cuba. And no, but the water. And I was like, and then he was like, my girlfriend really wanted to. And then I was like, oh, why didn't you start with that? My girlfriend wanted to see the beaches, and I had sex with small boys.
Yeah. And I, my girlfriend stayed at the hotel while I fucked these kids.
Yeah. She loves the beaches.
Yeah. You're like, you say the quiet part out loud. What? You're not going to tell anyone, Mike. It's never going to come up on a podcast, is it?
but
of course not.
Speaking of 90 Day Fiancé, there was a guy I got fucked over heavy down in Cuba. It was a guy who was all alone. And, like, I guess there was, like, a group of...
Is this a story about your last trip?
Yeah, it sounds suspicious.
Yeah. No, but it's not about me.
Okay.
And I don't know. There was just, like, a small group of Quebecers, and all the other Quebecers were like, I'm from Quebec, too. And then we're kind of, like, hang out and shit. And, like, this guy was alone. And, like, they asked me why I was alone. I was like, I came to fuck bitches and shit.
Oh, yeah, you were...
Like, I was honest.
Why are you alone? I'm a sex tourist.
Yeah.
Not like, so, you fucking weirdos.
Like, I didn't give a fuck, right? And then, like, and they asked this
I'm
guy.
I'm here on a mission. I'm not looking for friends, nerds.
And then they asked this guy. And he's like, oh, this is a good scuba diving spot. And, like, I kind of, like, chuckled, I guess, because in my head, I was thinking, like,
what a weirdo.
But no, going, but, like, you can kind of do.
Down to the, like, Caribbean.
Why? You're gonna scuba some 15-year-olds?
No, because this place was known.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Because this place was known. Like, to be, like, a very, like, sex like a sex touristy spot, yeah, right? Yeah.
But nothing but the best for our sex tourists.
Yeah. So then, anyways, everyone was drinking and shit, and then he got drunk. And then he finally goes, I gotta say it. And, like, he went off into how he married this chick from there. And, like, he built her a house and everything for her family. And when he built...
Oh, I remember!
And then when he built them the
built
house.
A brand new house.
Brand new house, gave them money, and then...
They kicked him out?
Then they kicked him out. They kicked him out, and they're like, this is our house now, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then the
get out of here, Whitey.
The guy was upset. I'm never coming back, except for the scuba dive.
Yeah. But apparently he just goes back because he's, like, sad, and he's like, yeah, what I'm trying to...
Why, like, cuck. I'm not a violent person, but I would burn that house down.
100%.
Right away.
Yeah, 100%. If I went back, same it here. Would be for murder and arson.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't kill him, but I definitely,
I'd set the house on fire.
Hire, yeah. Like, just hire fucking Brinks or whatever to just, because I wouldn't want to go in with a gun and shoot people. I'd just go in with two fucking buckets of gas and just go, okay, you have fucking 3 minutes to get out. I'm burning
this
everything.
This is my house. I'm burning to the ground. Yeah. It's now my campfire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cops there automatically protect the tourists no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, what's going on here? I don't know. I came here and these fucking Cubans are setting themselves on fire.
Like there was that. I remember at some point, like this one guy got too drunk and he dropped like a glass and it shattered and it spooked like a girl that was a tourist. And like right, cops came out of nowhere, picked him up. I was like, Jesus.
He arrested a guy for...
Yeah, I was like, that's it. Well,
you don't drop the glass.
Drunk and disorderly in public, obviously, you know.
And he was Cuban.
Yeah, I was like, this seems a little excessive, bro. Yeah.
Drunk and Cuban in public.
It doesn't fly. You know? I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's like he's black in L.A.
Yeah, basically.
Jesus Christ.
LAPD, freeze! He's like, I work here. They're the worst. Those guys are hardcore.
Yeah.
LAPD is fucking scary. Yeah, they're some of the most intimidating cops I've ever encountered.
Really?
Yeah. The only one I told you, I was at a gas station the first time I was down there getting gum. The gas station, that wasn't too far from the Laugh Factory, like on that street. And I remember feeling, you know how I normally fuck with, I'll say something or whatever? Nah. I was like, oh, no, that you could tell. Like the guy, zero tolerance for any humor, anything.
Really?
Yeah, very aggressive.
Well, imagine the shit they say every day. Don't you remember that movie there?
I turned into yes, sir. Like just look at him.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, walk out. Yeah, you don't want any. They're very aggressive.
God damn.
Then again, who the fuck knows, bro? I don't know. I don't know who the fuck they hire. So I don't know what the fuck their training was about, but they were very cool. They were very aggressive. Alberta, I think Edmonton, when I was younger, that's where I saw the nicest cop. They were just like, hey, can I help you with anything? Are you lost? Like they were one of those cops, like friendly.
Yeah. How old were you?
18.
Okay.
Yeah. 2004. Yeah, I just before I turned 18. So 17, turning 18 like a month later. So I was old enough to, well, here at that age, even younger, anywhere I went, they'd follow you. They'd be mean to you.
Oh, you know where else they're kind of scary? In Chios. It's right next to Turkey. Like even when you land, the cops, they have like MP5s and shit.
But that's even in France, they have the automatic rifles and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's fucking weird. Yeah. Well, first time I went to France, I was like, why do you fucking have, like, machine guns?
Well, I thought something, I even said, is this something I should know?
Yeah. Yeah, are we at war?
Yeah.
I was told it's because it's so close to Turkey. That's what I was told.
France?
No, Chios.
Because if France said it, that's almost like saying, Turkey exists, we all need to be ready. Yeah.
Turkey is only four countries away.
Yeah, just in case they try to invade, that's a different story. But France, they have it.
Yeah, France doesn't make sense. Well, there's a lot of Algerians in France.
That's
so
that's probably why. For real, there's places in France, not just the Algerians. There's the no-go zones that they had in France.
Yeah, it's true.
Places they gave up on.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Fuck, they gave up.
They're like, all right, that's, it's my country, but that's, it's your country now. That's hilarious.
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah.
It's like the movie Doomsday.
What movie is that?
It's post-apocalyptic movie. It's basically, like, there's a pandemic.
Uh-oh.
And everyone gets sick. It's kind of like the Black Plague.
Kind of.
Yeah, northern UK, they built a wall, basically.
I think the Black Plague was parachute pants. Why was that ever a thing?
What?
Carry on.
What was parachute pants?
It's okay.
And
that was for the older generation.
Oh. And so there was this huge pandemic, and they blocked off the northern part of the UK, and everyone just kind of, like, died and shit.
Yeah. Because of a wall?
Well, everyone was sick. And like they had no resources and shit like that.
Okay.
And then in the movie they have to go back in to save a doctor or some shit. It's all medieval. It's a weird movie. It's a shit movie.
So they have to go around the wall?
No, they go through it. They reopen it so they can send
wall.
A team,
They go through the wall.
Yeah.
It's made well.
Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, they get Kool-Aid Man to go save the doctor.
I think it's a weird movie. Why is the Kool-Aid guy here?
Yeah. No, but there was a lot of plot holes in the movie. It was a shit
movie.
That'd
be amazing if they just made that movie just so the Kool-Aid Man could show up.
Dude, these are the sacrifices I would make with a film this day and age. There's a new Scream movie that came out.
Scream
5.
Apparently it's good.
Is it?
I heard it's good.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I want to watch it because I was nervous. I was nervous I was going to be woke bullshit. Like, it's like, and the murder is this fucking, you know, trans lesbian something.
The murder is they could patriarchy.
Yeah, yeah, because they can do it too. And I was like, oh, okay. What the fuck? Yeah, so I was worried about
but
that.
But it might be woke, though. But the person who told me it was good said he liked it.
Okay,
but well. I think he's the type of guy, though, doesn't care, like, if it's super woke.
Oh, it's got that blonde there.
Yeah, just that blonde there. Because I liked Scream, the original. So I, yeah. I hope I enjoy this one.
I almost watched it yesterday.
The new one?
Yeah.
Is it available online? I don't know.
I didn't check, but like legally, I'm not sure. But
no,
you know.
But we have the yeah. Know, we got the means.
Yeah, I know what's up. So I was like, I felt like watching a horror movie yesterday. Have you seen the series Archive 81?
I started playing it, but only in the background.
Okay, because I saw the trailer and I was like, this is a type of thing that I think I'd like if it was just one episode. So I'd like it if it was a movie.
How long is it?
I think it's 10 episodes. Okay. I was like, a horror movie over 10 episodes is too much for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck, but Scream just came out.
It's not available digitally, though, is it?
I think it has to be because everything is closed.
Not in the States.
Yeah.
True.
It's not even in the rest of Canada. I think they started opening shit up. I think it's just us here that are locked up.
Yeah. Quebec, yeah.
Can you check to see if Scream is available
digital
in streaming?
Because I think it would be cool if they made it well and it's not a case of, lesbians can murder too. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, don't, you know?
Nah, I don't think it's available. I can't find it.
Okay. Oh, so it'll be available like a shitty version.
Yeah, that I don't want to watch.
Yeah. No.
That's why I said, because if it's available in digital format regularly, then the bootlegs are still digital.
Yeah.
They just download that version. The new Batman, they're saying, is going to be close to 3 hours long.
Okay.
And they ran test screenings that was 4 hours long. I'm excited. If you're not going to rush it and you're going to make a good Batman movie, I'll sit there for 3 hours for a good Batman movie. It looks creepy.
Okay.
Have you seen any trailers?
No, I haven't. I gave up on Batman like 10 years ago.
When he came out?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, I only watched like maybe the I went up to Batman Returns.
With Michael Keaton?
No.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, the Dark Knight Returns.
Those were good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Those were very good, those.
But ones. I used to always go see them whenever they came out. And then after that one, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I got Batman.
It's always the same shit. Basically,
that's why I'm curious about this one, because it looks more comic book. It's very dark.
Okay,
they had this. People who've seen it said it's almost a horror movie, and I was like, oh, that you know, I hope really? I'm not lying. Yeah, that makes it so cool. But even the Riddler in it, if you see the way he looks like the Zodiac killer.
Really?
Yeah, his attire and everything. Like, I think they're trying to make it fucked up dark.
Okay,
so it makes me curious. And they have that kid that everyone was mad that he's gonna be Batman because he was in Twilight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm curious to see him, because people were mad at Heath Ledger for being Joker in the beginning. Yeah.
It's always the same. People are angry, and then they see it, and they go, this is the best ever.
Ben Affleck, as much as you want to talk shit, he was a great Batman.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck was big, strong. He played a good version of Bruce Wayne.
I think those are always the best Batmans. Before going to see it, if you're like, this guy's going to suck, because your expectations are down here.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
But then when you're like, oh, this guy's going to be fucking amazing. Like in the old ones, when Val Kilmer was Batman, everyone was like, this is going to be amazing. And then it was just fucking horrible.
Everything was, but that franchise took a dive.
Yeah.
Like Val Kilmer came in, I think, as Batman Forever.
Yeah.
With Jim Carrey.
Yeah. That one was bad. The one with George Clooney was bad too.
Terrible. With Schwarzenegger?
I think the one with George Clooney was the worst one.
It was. Yeah. Where they had nipples on the suit. Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It was very weird.
That's fucking bizarre.
And Schwarzenegger had all those ice puns.
Mm. He probably improvised those, asked for them.
You think so?
I'm sure he asked for them.
I'm going to put this party on ice. Yeah. Dude, what the fuck's he saying?
Hold on, let's see some of his quotes. Arnold.
Mr. Freeze. Just type Arnold Mr. Freeze quotes. He was Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're stupid. Look, if they're online, I'm not even exaggerating.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't have that accent, everything he's ever said would make him sound retarded.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Imagine if he was just a regular American guy. I'll be back. Okay. That's weird.
One of them is, you're not sending me to the cooler.
To the cooler.
Yeah. Stay cool, bird boy.
Stay cool, bird boy. You know how fucking stupid that is?
He called Batman bird boy?
Or Robin, I think.
Robin. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Chill.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Cool party.
Cool party.
Allow me to break the ice.
Oh, damn it. Oh, my God. He sounds like a rapist.
Fuck, someone has to murder that guy.
Allow me to bust the hymen.
Adam and Evil.
Tonight. Adam and Evil?
Yeah. I don't know that he said that in the movie.
That's not an ice pun. Adam and Evil.
I don't know.
It's Adam and Evil, not Adam and Stevel.
That's the best.
Tonight, hell freezes over.
Hell freezes over or L freezes over. It's so dumb.
Let's kick some ice.
Let's kick some ice. Dude, that's embarrassing.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming.
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean by that? I've got to jerk off later. I meant Mr. Freeze is coming. To your nudes, Batman.
It's so stupid.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
But a lot of those movies back in the day had terrible puns that they had no business in the movie.
Yeah. But it's because of Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, they just needed a pun.
Like, all of his movies had them, and then who else started? I guess Stallone had them, and then Bruce Willis had them, too. Yeah. Like, any action star, they always had fucking little stupid phrases.
We should make a sketch about that, just phrases that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, they're there, someone's dead, and they're like, you know what happens when the frying pan gets too close to the microphone. What the fuck? Bruce, what are you talking about?
That'll be funny. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Funny. But back in the day, we used to accept it. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. Or Steven Seagal movies, Mike. Oh my God. Dude.
He almost broke his TV over the weekend. He decided for nostalgia purposes to watch Seagal movies like an idiot.
Yeah.
Those haven't aged well.
At all.
Yeah, there was one that I hadn't seen. It's Exit Wounds.
Okay.
With DMX.
Yeah. And I thought, I'm like, okay, DMX, isn't it? Cool movie.
What?
What else does he say?
A lot of homophobic stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. You never heard of
in the movie?
In his songs. You never heard
of Okay. I thought in the movie.
Maybe.
The funniest thing I saw online. People were like, DMX is a hero. No. So something, it was like some gay guy was saying it. And they're like, have you heard his lyrics? And then they played these lyrics. He was like, I don't want to get next to these faggots. If you fuck a man, I don't even want to touch your hand.
Oh, yeah,
and
remember.
Then, and then there's this guy's like.
Yeah.
Just his face like, wait, what?
Yeah, he does say a lot of those. But
that'd be a good sketch if you had the recording of that. Just have the sound mixer going, this is going to age well.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's funny. But yeah, Seagal is in there being Seagal.
So, Mike, there was one scene that this scene really pissed me off. So Seagal, he comes out of like this anger management class or whatever, and he doesn't want to be there because he has to share his feelings, right? Okay. And he fucking hates this
like
shit.
Like a share fag. Anything.
He starts sharing feelings, and you're going to want me to share a cock.
He's like, I don't do that kind of thing. Like he talks like his face is fucking frozen.
It is.
So he walks out, and he has this pickup truck, and a bunch of thugs are sitting on his truck. And then there's a whole altercation. He's like, bad idea, this, that. And then terrible acting. They go, what, man? Like the worst acting.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You think you can manage your anger? Man.
Yeah. Like
are they black guys or Mexicans?
None of them are Asian.
Okay. Asian. Yeah. Okay. Typical Asian stereotype.
Yeah.
That's what Asians do. They hang around in anger management places. And they pick on you.
Yeah. Who picks a fight next to an anger management place?
Oh, you can't manage your feelings?
Yeah.
Man.
So a brawl ensues.
You got a problem addressing the topic at hand? Man.
God damn. So a brawl ensues, and he starts fucking fake karateing everyone, kicking everyone's ass.
Fake karate.
Yeah, and then at some point he knocks a guy out with a knife, but like the butt of a knife. And like he does this, like dong, and the guy just goes, ah, like worst shit. And then at some point somebody pulls out a gun.
Oh, this is
okay. And he puts it to the side of his head.
He puts it on his head.
Yeah, on his head. on Steven Seagal's head.
He's pointing the gun at him. He's got Steven Seagal dead to rights.
Yeah, and I rewatched the scene to make sure I wasn't over exaggerating. Okay, and then he puts it to his head and it stops. Steven Seagal just stops, and the guy pulls the trigger, and Steven Seagal dodges the bullet and backs out of the way. Bro, I got so fucking pissed off, God, bro.
You don't think you can do that in real life?
No.
Maybe you're the problem.
Yeah, maybe I'm the problem, bro. I don't know.
That's what happens when you manage your anger. Do all kinds of cool things.
You can channel your anger, yeah, like Steven Seagal.
I feel bad now for every, like, I had a friend who got murdered, got shot, and I told his mom, he's a fucking slowpoke.
Yeah.
Fucking too slow.
It was a bit quicker.
Yeah.
Would have made it.
Did he not watch Seagal movies growing up?
Yeah, the guy pulled the trigger. He pulled the trigger. Yeah. You see this, and then you just see Seagal just moving out of the way. And then there was
Did
smoke.
He uppercut the bullet? That would have been amazing. He shot it in half.
But Tamal Levac showed me something fucking hilarious that I hadn't seen. Or I think I had seen it. Is Steven Seagal running.
Okay.
Bro, he runs like a chicken.
Can you show?
Yeah.
Steven Seagal does run like a chicken.
I've never. Are we going to. Even if we get demonetized. Doesn't matter.
I can turn off the volume.
Yeah, turn off the volume.
Let's just watch him. He runs like a chicken.
100% like
a
chicken.
And like a girl.
Like a lady chicken.
Yeah.
Like a lady chicken, not like a rooster.
Yeah.
Bro, look,
it's the second suggestion. The first one is Steven Seagal. The other suggestion is Steven Seagal running.
Jesus Christ.
He runs like a chicken that has to take a shit.
God damn. Yeah. I miss Steven Seagal.
Well, he's not dead.
No, I know. But
I think he's working as a cop in Arizona.
I muted it. Okay.
Didn't he move to? I think he moved to Russia after that.
Yeah, I think they kicked him out.
You boys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Look at it. He runs head first. I like him.
He runs fast though for a guy who doesn't know how to run.
Look.
He doesn't know what to do with his arms.
Yeah.
And you can tell the other guy has to run slow.
All that as he gets older. Look.
Look.
He's flailing his arms.
Jesus Christ. Someone had
guys,
to make fun
I'm
of
coming.
Him.
Guys, I'm coming. Stop. Guys. That's how it looks like he's running.
He probably practiced not run like that. Oh, look. Running up a hill is worse.
Oh, poor guy, bro.
Doesn't even lift up his feet.
You remember Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
He runs like how
look,
I imagine
Sheldon.
Look
at his paws, bro. Look at that face.
I own this mountain now. I have conquered it.
How to run like Steven Seagal.
Oh, let's watch this.
That's okay. Y'all need to know how to run like Stevie Seagizi. I got y'alls. Look at this dirty guy. Watch this. I'm going to show you how to become big Hollywood action star. All right, let's see him come towards us. There we go.
This video is very disappointing.
Yeah, very, very disappointing.
I was expecting more. That is kind of how he runs. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that is kind of how he runs, but I'm disappointed.
Yeah, but I thought he was going to overact and it'd be funny. But
yeah, no, very disappointing.
Poseidon, with that said, I'm disappointed in that man. I hope that his father tapes over a Steven Seagal film using ebony porn.
And fun fact about Steven Seagal, he was on a podcast and he got made fun of it, by the way.
He got made fun of?
Yeah, for running like a girl. And it was like, I don't run like a girl.
Someone's like, what do they say? You run like half a fag. I run like full fag. I mean, what happened?
I don't know. I watched like a bit.
This summer, Poseidon, at the Montreal Bell Center, the biggest live podcast in history will be happening. Is Mike Ward, Suzy Kut live from the Centre Bell. CentreBrag.com is the website. You go get tickets right now so that we can close that place off. Sell it out. Make it a bigger experience than what it already is. Already 18,000 tickets sold, Poseidon. Are you ready for this? 18,000 tickets sold already.
My body is ready.
Your body's ready. Is your mind ready?
My mind is
July 22nd, 2022, Poseidon. Things should be open by then. This will be the event of the summer. People will be drinking.
Will be.
People will be laughing and just experiencing.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Exactly.
And if you're curious, you're like, you know what? I want to catch up on episodes of Suzukut, see what they're talking about. Patreon.com/Suzukut is the website for you, because if you sign up for the Patreon, you get access to the entire back catalog of all the Suzukut episodes, and you get to catch live episodes. For example, today, we were live earlier. I was with you on Suzukut.
We did two episodes.
Had they been patrons, they would have seen both of those episodes live.
We said exactly the same shit, those shows.
In French, yeah, both of them. It was two drink minimum, but in French, both shows, with Arnaud and with me. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of my stuff. You can find Poseidon there too. Sign up to our Patreon for all of our shows, including his show, In Bed with Poseidon. Poseidon is ThePoseidon69 online, including Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69, where you can catch him playing video games against children. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.